Well, we'll take a 15-minute break. It's 12:01, so.
So now we're back on the record.
It's 12:21. For the record, all members of the board who were here prior to the break are back. And we'll proceed to the next case in order, case number 6, 21-567. Counsel, can you please identify yourself and your witness for the record, spelling both last names?
Good morning. My name is Colin Milne. I am a staff attorney with the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. I represent the Commissioner of Emergency Services and Public Protection, the issuing authority in this matter. My witness today is Officer Timothy Garish. The last name is G-E-R-R. I-S-H, am I pronouncing that right? Yes, okay. And the first name is Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y.
Counsel, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. We are here today because the appellant's pistol permit was revoked based on suitability grounds following contact with Enfield PD in October of 2021. Today we intend to show the following. On October 1st, 2021, Enfield police were dispatched to a residence due to reports of gunfire. At the residence, the appellant told the responding officer his pistol accidentally discharged it in the bathroom. It is important to note that the appellant only at this time had their temporary permit, which was issued for 2 days. Unfortunately, the appellant also illegally received the firearm in an inappropriate or illegal transfer at the time on either September 30th, the day that it was transferred, or sorry, he received the temporary permit. September 30th, the day after his temporary permit was issued. Due to this, the issuing authority believes that this individual is not suitable at this time to hold a permit.
Thank you, counsel. Sir, would you like to make a opening?
May I just ask a question?
Sure.
You need a temporary 60-day temporary permit?
Yes.
How does that become a state case? It just seems like a town could have revoked that.
I believe the permit was issued at some point, and then when we were made aware of the transfer.
Oh, okay, so after this,
yes.
State permit was issued?
I believe it was issued in late October at some point. I think October 22nd.
Okay. Sorry.
Yes.
I was confused at how the state would revoke this.
Good point.
The 60-day temporary.
Thank you. Apologies, sir. Would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, I would just like to say that, yes, there was an accidental discharge. When he said they got calls and reported gunfire, when it discharged, I did myself call and report that. And also, I never knew that it was an illegal transaction of a firearm. No money was, I didn't buy it. It was a friend of mine, and I was under the assumption that the temporary pistol permit was, I was allowed to possess a firearm, but not buy a firearm. And I believe they have papers and reports of the person who, if the firearm it was, we both signed our names with the serial number and everything, tried to do everything 100% legit. I never knew that was an issue at all.
Thank you, sir. Attorney Milne, you may proceed.
Officer Garish, can you please state your current town of employment?
Town of Enfield.
And what is your current job title?
Patrol officer.
How long have you worked in law enforcement?
Been with Enfield since January 2004, so 19 years.
Officer, if you could speak up.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Can you describe your specific job duties?
Calls for service. Initiate traffic stops, investigate crashes, and things of that nature.
Okay. Were you on duty on October 1st, 2021?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you recall having contact with the appellant that day?
Yes, sir.
How was it that you came into contact with the appellant?
He had called the police department and reported the accidental discharge.
What did you observe when you arrived on the scene?
The appellant was the only one in the apartment. I entered through the dining room area. He escorted me to the bathroom where he said the accidental discharge occurred. And then I began just questioning him from there.
Okay. So you spoke to the appellant?
Yes.
What did he say happened?
He said he was in the bathroom. He was unloading the firearm. He removed the magazine. And then when he was trying to remove the round out of the chamber, the slide slipped out of his hand, went forward, and caused the gun to go off.
What did you make of that response?
I don't see how that could be possible to happen. But then again, I'm not a gun expert or armor or anything like that.
Fair enough. What did you observe through the course of your investigation?
So there was a single bullet hole going through the shower wall, out the exterior part of the wall. His apartment's an end unit, so there's no apartment that it went into. It was just like a big open area, about 200 feet to a parking lot, and there's cars parked there. Shell casing was found in the dining room, not in the bathroom. The appellant said that was the one shell casing from the accidental discharge.
What was the explanation for the casing being in the living room?
Said his cat must have somehow batted it around from the bathroom to the dining room.
Okay. What did you make of that explanation?
I don't recall if I saw a cat in the apartment or not. It's not documented in my report if I saw a cat in the apartment or not. But I kind of didn't believe it.
Okay. Did you seize the appellant's permit?
I don't believe we did.
Did the appellant have a permanent state permit?
He had a temporary pistol permit. Okay. Which we photographed and put that in the report.
Okay. What other, did he provide you with any other documentation?
He had the letter that he spoke of from the owner of the firearm, that he was going to assume ownership of the firearm until he can purchase it legally once he got his permanent license.
Okay. Was this an official form?
No, it was handwritten.
Okay. Did you seize the firearm in question?
We did not.
Okay. Is there anything else you want the board to know about your interaction with the appellant?
No, sir.
Okay. I have no further questions for Morris this time.
Thank you, counsel. Sir, do you have any questions of the witness based on what he just testified to?
I do not.
But, counsel, do you have any other witnesses?
I have no other witnesses.
Sorry. Board, do you have any questions of the officer?
Just have one. The officer, the round, was the bathroom wall an exterior wall?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
went through
and then into the parking lot or
it's like
open area.
We call it a courtyard.
I got you.
About 200 feet to where the parking lot is. There's apartments on either side, so went out this wall here, and there's really nothing here.
Yeah. Is he a standalone unit, or you said that he's an end unit?
He's the end unit.
Okay, and
it's
an apartment complex.
Yes, sir.
Other questions, Chief?
So you doubt the cat story?
Yes, sir.
But it's clear the bullet was fired in the bathroom. Or is there somehow a line from the bathroom to the dining room?
So when you walk, if I remember correctly, you walk into the apartment, the dining room was there. You walk in, you go left, this is the living room, a little bit of a hallway, and then the bathroom was right there. So I never thought of that. If it was fired from maybe the living room area and ejected out to that way, maybe that's why it ended where it was, but it was only one shot in that bathroom wall, exterior wall.
All right, so that's inconsistent with I was cleaning it in the bathroom, but it is possible that it was fired from that room and ejected into the...
Yes, sir.
There's at least a line of sight.
Yes, sir.
He said he was cleaning the gun in the bathroom?
Unloading it.
Unloading the gun in the bathroom.
Did he ever say why he was in the bathroom?
No.
I was going to ask him, but I figured he might have asked him.
Do you know how high up on the wall the hole was?
Do you have the pictures? Can I see the pictures? I have colored ones in my folder. It was probably...
I don't have the pictures.
About my chest height, so 5 feet or so. I have pictures in my folder if you guys want those.
Other questions by the board? And counsel, you said no other witnesses.
No other witnesses.
Okay, so you can tell us what you'd like us to know.
First of all, I do have a cat. Oh, sorry. I do have a cat, and when he was saying how he doesn't, I did explain to him when he was there that I just got home from work. I had to use the bathroom I was carrying, and I took it out, put it there, and then I took it out, dropped the mag, was racking it, and I was very, that was the second day I've ever carried a pistol. I was very nervous, and everything happened so fast. I don't know whether my finger was or wasn't on the trigger, but I know the slide slipped. I got a little nervous, and after that, the firearm fired.
Is that all?
And I would just like to also say that I was very willing to help them with whatever questions and whatever they had to do in their investigation.
Cross, counsel.
A couple quick questions. So you, as you just said, you only had your permit for 2 days?
Correct. I'm almost certain, yes. I'm not sure the exact dates, but I know it's only a couple.
Okay. Did you ever contact SLFU to see if you could be in possession of that firearm?
No.
Okay. Did you ever contact SLFU with the transferee, or the transfer, that firearm could be transferred to you?
No.
Okay. Did SLFU have any information that this firearm was now in your possession?
They did not.
Okay. Now, can you just once again, I do apologize. Why did you need to clean the firearm in the bathroom?
Well, because I came home from work and I really had to use the bathroom.
Okay.
And I just was going to put it on the counter and use the bathroom.
Okay.
Again, I that was the second day I've ever held a pistol. So I wasn't very new.
Did you know a round was chambered in the pistol?
Yes, I did have one, yep.
Okay. And so you pulled this. Now, the type of firearm, it has a slide?
Yep.
Okay, and it has a hammer?
Correct.
Okay. I guess do you not know whether or not you had your finger on the trigger?
I do not know.
Okay. I have no further questions at this point.
Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you and you help me understand exactly what happened. Okay. The pistol was a Kimber 380 micro carry.
Correct.
Okay. Exposed hammer.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you only had it for a short period of time.
I believe that was the second day.
Okay. Now, you took the magazine out of the pistol.
Yes.
The hammer was cocked?
Yes.
Why was the hammer cocked if you were trying to unload the gun?
Again, I don't know. I believe it was my mistake.
So were you carrying it with the hammer cocked?
I was carrying it with it loaded, yes.
Okay. All right, so you took the magazine out.
Yes.
All right, now, I'll help you a little bit here.
Okay.
That gun has two safety features that keep it from going off the way you described,
okay,
if your finger wasn't on the trigger. One is there's a disconnector in there that the hammer, even if the hammer fell down as you closed the slide, it wouldn't have enough force to set off the gun.
Okay.
What had to have happened is the slide went forward onto the ground and then the hammer went down, number one. Number two, there's also a firing pin block, which means that even if that happened, you had to have your finger on the trigger to depress the firing pin block or nothing would have happened. The hammer would have followed down, gun wouldn't have gone off.
Okay.
The only conclusion, based on what you say happened, is that your finger had to have been on the trigger. So, in effect, when the slide slammed forward, probably that force was enough to make you unintentionally pull the trigger and the round went off. Does that seem to make sense?
That does make sense, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions by the board? Chief?
I was looking for that explanation first.
Okay.
You said you came home from work and you were carrying and you had to go to the bathroom, so you went to the bathroom.
Correct.
What do you do? Where's work?
What do you mean? What do I do for a living?
Yeah, where were you coming from?
On that day, I don't know. I work all over the state. I install fire sprinklers. So on that day, exactly, I don't know where I was coming home from.
And you were carrying the gun at work?
Yes.
Is that allowed by your company?
Well, in my car. It was on a construction site.
Okay, is that allowed by your company?
They don't have any rules against it, no sir.
What's the company?
Hartford Sprinkler.
Hartford And it seems to me you're describing this as a case of inexperience in handling a gun.
Yes.
Tell me about the training you had taken since this incident.
Since?
To increase your training and knowledge and ability to safely handle a firearm.
I haven't went to any training. I did go to firing ranges with a couple of my friends who do have their permits. I've gone a couple of times to that. As far as the firearms training, no, I have not taken anything.
Because what stands out to me is even so much after the fact, you truly didn't understand what Attorney Cinetti explained to you. You think you would have tried to figure out exactly what happened to him so it wouldn't happen again.
Well,
maybe some training may have helped you realize what needed to be done.
Yeah, well, after the incident, I gave that firearm back to the owner. And then, they were saying in the report, my state issued permit was issued later on in the year, and I was able to purchase a Smith & Wesson M&P 9mm. And I did take that to the range multiple times before I even carried that again. So I got very familiar with how that firearm works.
Tracy, one follow-up I forgot to mention. On that gun, the Kimbrough Micro 380, it also has a manual safety in the back of the slide?
Yep.
Okay, and on that gun, not all guns, but on that gun, you can unload the gun with the safety on.
Okay.
And it wasn't on, obviously, if you unload the gun. Okay, thank you.
Colonel, did you have a question?
Chief, I was curious about the safety classes.
Other questions by the board?
Just regarding, why did you choose that gun?
Which one?
The Micro 380. Because you were carrying it, you had round in the chamber.
Yep.
Hammer back.
Why did I choose it?
Yeah, and with the hammer was back, correct? Mm-hmm. So you're carrying it basically cocked and locked.
Yep.
So yeah, why did you choose to carry? You know, that was your first handgun.
Yes. Well, it wasn't mine. I was just carrying it because I could not purchase a firearm.
Okay. You knew you couldn't purchase a firearm.
Yes.
I jumped ahead, my apologies. So carrying a firearm, you know, in that condition, cocked and locked, with, you know, that's fairly advanced for a new handgun carrier, handgun person. Mm-hmm. Why did you choose that firearm?
Chose as in what aspect?
Well, I want that Micro Kimber 380.
Well, the person whose firearm it was,
yep.
They recently purchased a new pistol, and
yep.
They had that one.
Yep.
And so, that's kind of why.
Okay, so it's not like you.
It's not like I had.
Not like you researched it and decided that was the one for me.
No, sir.
Okay. Were you carrying it in a holster?
Yes.
Okay. In your vehicle, where did you when you were on job site? Where was that kept?
It was locked in my glove compartment.
Okay. And when you received your 60-day temp or 90-day temp permit, you knew you couldn't purchase a firearm.
Correct.
Did you know, did you also realize you couldn't receive a firearm? Because that's basically a transfer. When he gave you that firearm, it's a transfer.
That I wasn't aware of. Basically, the sum of the story I got with the temporary purchase is you could carry a firearm, you just can't go buy a firearm because you don't have a pistol permit number. It was my fault because I should have done a lot more research into that. Actually, because I just assume if I have a temporary pistol permit,
mm-hmm.
I could carry. I just can't buy or actually own myself a pistol.
So you recognize now it was an illegal transfer for both you
now,
and your friend.
Absolutely.
And the friend who provided it to you, he also, from what I read on your statement, he lost his pistol permit also?
Correct.
Did he get that back to you?
Yes, he did.
Got it. I don't have anything else.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, sir, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay, would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, I would like the board to recognize that I've never been arrested. I have no charges against me. I work a full-time job. This experience, I'm absolutely thankful that no one was injured. And it really made me open my eyes about the safety of actually owning and carrying a firearm. And I did go to the range a lot. I got a lot more familiar with the way firearms work and operate. That's about it.
Counsel, would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, Chair. The issuing authority at this time is still concerned about the appellant's suitability. The relative small time where we had essentially two significant issues pop up just really gives us pause to have this individual regain his permit without any sort of the further, at least further safety courses, as well as going through the process to determine suitability. We had essentially an illegal transfer to start this whole process, as well as an individual who was just not familiar with the actual firearm itself that resulted in accidental discharge. The appellant was very, lack of better words, very lucky that it where the actual firearm was discharged to and the pistol was discharged to. That didn't go into any other apartment complexes, buildings, or if there were any other individuals outside. Therefore, we really respectfully request that the board uphold the issuing authority's revocation at this time.
Thank you, counsel. Do you want to do factuals?
You're in charge.
Okay, Colonel Overturf, would you like to make a brief factual?
This is in October of 2020, the Enfield Police Department responded to the appellant's residence. Make note, the appellant is the one to call the police. From all indications, seems like the appellant was very cooperative. The appellant reported an accidental or negligent discharge of his 380 micro Kimber handgun. He said he was unloading it when the firearm discharged. Note, the bullet went into the wall and actually left the residence, which was a condominium. He was an N unit, so appears the bullet went into an area that didn't hit anything else. At the time of the incident, the appellant had his temporary permit for either 2 or 3 days. The firearm involved was illegally transferred to him from a friend. There were no criminal charges filed against the appellant in this case.
Thank you. Colonel, comments by the board? Chief?
Three things that concern me for the illegal transfer. The height at which the bullet exited the wall, it obviously wasn't pointed in a safe direction. It was being cleared because, probably just by luck, it was outside and not in a neighborhood apartment. And the third is I would very much like to have seen, and I'm fully understanding of how the gun misfired, how he accidentally discharged the round from the appellant today, and then future or further training would have been helpful also.
Other comments? Attorney Sinetti.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's been very honest with us and forthright in his comments. So he's not trying to deny responsibility or shade any meanings or anything, and I do appreciate that. I'm sure the board does as well. I think most of all the problems here, whether it's the not knowing about the law on the gun, not knowing what the permit allows you and doesn't allow you to do, the accidental discharge of the gun, which you just received, relatively new gun owner, all came from ignorance, either ignorance of the law, ignorance about how to handle that gun, proper safety rules, et cetera. So I think that I really am going to have to go with the issuing authority on this because it needs to emphasize the seriousness of what happened here. However, I do think in the future you might be a good candidate to get a pistol permit. So at this time I'm going to vote for the issuing authority. Maybe as some time passes and you have some more experience and now I think you understand things a lot better, I think that might be more appropriate. But right now I have to go with the issuing authority.
Other comments by the board?
Just historically, one criteria we always talk about regarding suitability is at the time of the incident, how long had the appellant had his pistol permit? He hadn't even had his permanent permit at this time, and he had his temporary for approximately 3 days. So this is not an appellant with a long history of safe, firearms ownership. So that's just my word.
In my comment, I agree that the appellant's very honest and upfront, and quite frankly, so was the last appellant who shot on purpose. And I think I said at the last one, I don't know what's scarier, firing on purpose or accidentally discharging, because you're right, you're lucky it didn't hit somebody. That's the scariest thing. And no matter what, I don't know what's scarier, but that's definitely scary, so. All right. I don't know where I started last time, so I'll go back to Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority at this time.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you all.